And speaking of really cool people coming in today to spend a little time with us this morning, we have Frank Knapp Jr., the president and CEO of South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Lucas.
Morning.
Last time I saw you, you were my guest on Close Up. We talked about offshore drilling. What I understand is you really keep abreast of things that happen nationally and how they are impacting small business in South Carolina. But for our listeners that may not understand exactly what you do as president of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, let's start there.
All right, fine. But, Patty, you didn't tell me I was going to be on TV, so I didn't wear a tie. So
I didn't have to. When you got it, you got it, Frank.
Well, that's awful kind of you. So back in 2000, I co-founded the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. There was a need for an organization to represent the general interests of small businesses in the state government. We had a number of organizations that represented particular trades, but we didn't have anybody really representing solely the small business interest. So we started the Small Business Chamber all those years ago, and we've been quite successful, even though we are a small organization as far as administration. But we punch a lot higher than our weight class. Let's put it that way.
Okay, very good.
So, Frank, what when folks hear Chamber of Commerce, they might think about their local Chamber of Commerce. Here in town, we've got Chester, Lancaster, City of York, and also Lancaster County. So our Tri-County Chamber of Commerce is – how does this differ from them?
Well, we are a statewide organization. We are primarily an advocacy organization, so we're not good for networking and those types of things. So I often encourage people to join their local chamber of commerce, because that's where you do get involved in really local issues and opportunity to network, and the local chambers do a good job with that.
And, you know, we have so much information at us every day in this 24/7 news cycle. A lot of times we're seeing parts of it picked just for, you know, entertainment purposes, if you will. We always want to know what it means in South Carolina. For example, offshore drilling, exploration, you know, you can look at this from one side and go, oh, that's a wonderful thing. You can look at it from the lens of South Carolina and how tourism is so huge, and you begin to say, wait a minute. You've discovered a lot of things about offshore drilling that we're probably not going to know unless we take the time to follow you or learn for ourselves. But how do you feel about offshore drilling? What are you hearing?
Well, we've been opposed to offshore drilling since January of 2015. We were kind of on the cutting edge of developing opposition. We are still the largest business organization opposing offshore drilling in South Carolina. South Carolinians do not want it. And if you live along the coast, absolutely you do not want it. It is incompatible with our existing business economy, tourism, commercial fishing, recreation. Offshore drilling does not fit into that at all. It can stay in the Gulf where it belongs, but not on the Atlantic coast. So for somebody in Rock Hill may go, well, they don't really care, you know, that maybe you'll generate some jobs or something like that. First of all, that's a little bit of a fallacy. But, you know, there's a lot of people in the Rock Hill area that actually enjoy going to the beach, and they may even have some housing along the beach. You want to see your property values go down dramatically? Let there be offshore drilling. Mm. Anybody who has a house that they rent out on the beach, they're a small business owner. Mm-hmm. And they are probably very concerned about their property values increasing, not decreasing.
And do we really know what's on the ocean floor?
Well, we don't. Patty, last time I think we chatted, we talked about the munitions, all the conventional and other munitions that are dumped along the Atlantic, including off the South Carolina shore, and also radioactive waste. Radioactive waste drums have been dumped off the Atlantic, including off the South Carolina shore. So we don't know what would happen if they do exploration, and the type of exploration they do is use the seismic air gun blasting. If it would have the ability to set loose this toxic material into the ocean, which would then get into the fish's food chain and maybe arrive on the beach. So we're concerned about that, and we've asked the feds to look into it. So far, they've not indicated they will. But, you know, there's a just this month, there was a big breakthrough on this whole issue of offshore drilling. I just got this morning a video of Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who's always been a big proponent of offshore drilling, big proponent. And today we have a video that on August 8th, he actually answered a question and said, well, my constituents along the coast are unanimous against it, so I will honor my constituents' wishes.
He will oppose it. Boy, that's
first-hand
knowledge right here, yeah.
And then to honor constituents. And, of course, since the beginning, there is more information that is coming out to qualify. Is this a good decision for South Carolina? So that's very good.
Frank Knapp is the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. And, Frank, once again, you guys kind of watch out, right, for small businesses?
Well, we do. We only represent the interests of small businesses. Yeah. So we are not conflicted. So when big businesses say they want something and they say, oh, and small businesses want it too, well, we have to look at it from the small business perspective. We'll let the big boys take care of themselves. We're only interested in what's the best for small businesses.
So how do they stay competitive in today's online market where so many brick and mortar stores are shutting down? Where mom and pop stores or small businesses might not have the security and the safety net of a big chain department store or home improvement store along those lines.
Well, it is very difficult for the mom and pop small businesses that are brick and mortar only, but a lot of brick and mortar stores are getting into online sales also. You know, this has been a big fight over the years about sales tax that wasn't being collected by Amazon and everybody else, and how that was just patently unfair to small businesses, brick and mortar, the ones right down here on Rock Hill's Main Street. Those people are the lifeblood of the economy, but unfortunately, they were being discriminated against by virtue of the online retailers not collecting the taxes. So they were getting an 8% discount right there compared to brick and mortar. So that's why we always say encourage people to go to their local stores and shop with them. But recently, there's been some legal decisions made that all of these online retailers are going to have to start collecting sales tax and remitting it back to the state government, because South Carolina has literally lost tens of millions of dollars every year.
Well, talking about taxes, the new tax law that was signed in December, how is it affecting small businesses and the economy?
Well, it's interesting. There was a big to-do about the tax law that was pushed through Commerce very quickly in 2 months, a major overhaul of the tax law signed in December by the president. And, of course, the word was that everybody was going to save $4,000. Your income was going to be increased by $4,000. And there's going to be all these new jobs. And everybody's going to get a pay raise, right? How's that working out for you?
Nationally, it's working out well.
Well, it's not working. No, it's not working out. It's working out well for the general economy, mm-hmm. because that money's been pumped into the big corporations that got a 40% reduction in their tax rate. Small businesses did not get that. The tax rate, 40% reduction for C corporations, was permanent. There is a break called a deduction for small business income. It goes away in 2025. And you know what the big corporations took over $1 trillion of this tax break, which was about $1.5 trillion overall. That's not going to go to our federal government anymore. Over $1 trillion went to big corporations, and most of that money went into buying back stocks. And what that means is they weren't pumping it into the economy; they were buying back their own company stocks, which artificially increased the value of those stocks for the benefit of the shareholders and the executives, because much of the executives' pay for these big corporations is tied up into stocks. And so this year, there's been a lot of those big executives, these big corporations that you would know, who are cashing out a lot of those stocks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't know, but I do know the unemployment rate is the lowest since 1970.
Well, it is, but you know what? There's no record of any really increase of wages. You know, wages are stagnant. They are not going up. There might be more people with jobs, But it wasn't the promise that you were given and I was given of a $4,000 increase. It's just not, it's not happening because that's not what the money was being used for. It was not being used to pump back in the economy to create jobs and to and infrastructure and new businesses.
Fantastic. Frank Knapp, thank you so much for representing South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce that you do so well and for staying in touch with our elected officials because we are very interested in seeing how the promises, how the policies trickle down and do what our expectation is for what they're going to do. Always great to see you.